Sodi Saleratus. There once lived a family. There was a mama and a papa, and a girl and a boy, and they had a little pet squirrel that lived in a cage on the windowsill. They all lived in a little house right at the edge of town. One morning, the papa woke up and said, "Oh, I'm hungry. I think I'd like biscuits for breakfast." The mama woke up and said, "Oh, it's a good day. Let's make biscuits for breakfast." The boy woke up and said, "Mom, Dad, can we have biscuits for breakfast?" And then the girl, she said, "Oh, boy, I like biscuits." They went to the kitchen, and there was the squirrel. Now, every time they made biscuits, they'd break one in half and give half a biscuit to the squirrel. Oh, the squirrel loved that. He'd nibble on it all day long. So when the whole family got in the kitchen, the squirrel said, "Eep, eep, 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 eep," which means, "I like biscuits too." The papa got the big bowl out. The mama got the flour. The boy got the butter. And the girl got the milk. And they were about to mix it all together when the mama said, "Wait, we forgot something. We forgot the most important thing. It's what makes the biscuits puff up." Now, in our day, we call that baking soda. But in their day, they called it Sodi Saleratus. The mama looked for the Sodi Saleratus in the cupboard. It wasn't there. So she looked in the drawer. Oh, darn. I must have made pancakes the other day and used the last bit of it. Oh, golly. Son, would you run down to the store and get a box of Sodi Saleratus and hurry right back with it? "Why, sure, Mom," said the boy. And he ran out of the house to the store, singing a little song so he wouldn't forget what he went for. The song goes like this. Sodi, Sodi, Sodi Saleratus, Sodi, Sodi, Sodi Saleratus. He got to the store, and he walked in, and he said to the man, "My mama sent me down here to get a box of Sodi Saleratus. You have any?" "Why, sure we do," said the man. "It's in the yellow box over there. You just take one, and I'll put it on your charge." "Oh, thank you," said the boy. And he went out of the store, only he didn't go the direct way home. He decided he'd cross the bridge across the creek and see what was on the other side and go home that way. As he crossed the bridge, he saw a big, fierce bear. And that bear looked at that boy and said, "I'm going to eat you, you and your box of Sodi Saleratus." And he did. He picked that boy up and swallowed him right down. Meantime, back at the house, the mama and the papa and the girl were sitting there waiting. Finally, the mama said, "Sis, would you run down to the store and see what happened to your brother? And if he didn't get a box of Sodi Saleratus, would you pick one up? And hurry back, please." "Why, sure, Mom," said the girl, and she ran out of the house. She sang the song as she went along. Sodi, Sodi, Sodi Saleratus. Sodi, Sodi, Sodi Saleratus. She got to the store and walked right in and said, "Hi, did my brother come in here? And did he get a box of, Sodi Saleratus?" "Why, yes, he did," said the man. "And when he left, I saw him go down there by the creek. I bet he's throwing stones in the water just to watch him splash." "I bet he is." And she walked out of the store and walked over to the bridge. On the other side of the bridge, she saw that big, fierce bear. And that bear looked at that girl and said, "I done it, a boy. Him and his box of, yuck, Sodi Saleratus. And now I'm going to eat you." And he did. He picked her up and swallowed her right down. Meantime, back at the house, the mama and the papa were wondering where their kids were. Finally, The mama said to the papa, "Honey, would you go down to the store and find your kids and bring them back here with that box of Sody Saleratus?" "Oh, sure," said the papa, and he laced up his big hard boots and stomped on down to the store, singing that song in his deep voice like this. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. He got to the store, and he walked right in and said, "Did my boy come down here, and did he get a box of that, Sody Saleratus?" "Oh, yeah, he was here, and your little girl was here, too. And you know, when they left, they went over there to the creek. I bet they found some flat stones, and they're trying to see if they can skip them." "I bet they are. Thank you." He walked out of the store, across the bridge, and on the other side of the bridge, he saw that big, fierce bear. And that bear looked at that man and said, "I done it, a boy. Him and his box of, yuck, Sody Saleratus. Then I ate a girl, and now I'm going to eat you." And he did. He picked that man up and swallowed him right down, hard boots and all. Meantime, back at the house, the mama was trying to knit and twiddle her thumbs at the same time, and she was getting mighty frustrated. She pulled the yarn off her thumbs and said, "If you want to get anything done, you got to do it yourself." She was mad. And she went down to the store singing that song mad. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. She got to the store and she walked in and said, "Hey, did my boy come in here and did he get a box of that, Sody Saleratus? And that girl, did she come? And then my husband, where's he?"
Oh, ma'am. They all came in here, and that boy, he got a box of Sody Saleratus. And when they left, I saw him go over by the creek. I bet they're trying to catch a frog for a pet."
"Oh, we already have a pet." And she stomped out of the store, right over to the bridge, where she saw that big, fierce bear. And that bear looked at that lady and said, "I done it, a boy. Him and his box of, yuck, Sody Saleratus. Then I had a girl. Then I had a man with hard boots that scratched my throat when they went down. And now I'm going to eat you." And he did. He picked her up and swallowed her down. Meantime, back at the house, well, there's nobody left, is there? Oh, yeah, the squirrel. Now, I told you that the squirrel likes biscuits, right? Well, the squirrel was wondering where all the people went and when they were coming back. And so he rattled his cage in a certain way that he knew how to do that and climbed down and looked out the door. He didn't see anybody, so he decided he'd go to town himself. On the way, he sang the song. Only, of course, he sang it in squirrel talk. Beep, 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 beep. He got to the store. He scampered up the steps and right up onto the counter. The man looked at him. And the squirrel said, "Beep, beep, 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 beep." The man in the store was very smart. He could understand squirrel talk. And he said, "Yep, they were in here. Yeah, that boy, he got a box of Sody Saleratus. And when they left, they all went down there to the creek. I bet they cut some poles, got some line and a hook, dug up some worms, and they're trying to catch a fish." The squirrel said, "Beep, beep, beep, beep," which means thanks a lot, and scampered down off the counter, scurried out of the door, and over to the bridge. On the other side of the bridge, he saw that big, fierce bear. That bear looked at that squirrel and said,
here comes dessert. I done it. A boy. Him and his box of, yuck, sody saleratus. Then I had a girl. Then I had a man with hard boots that scratched my throat when they went down. And then I had a lady. Now I'm going to eat you. And the squirrel said, peep, 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 which means, do you want to bet? And ran up a tree. The bear looked at that squirrel in the tree and said, now if you, with your little bitty legs like that, can run up the tree, me with my big strong legs like this can do it even better. And he did. He climbed up that tree and was just about to catch that squirrel when a squirrel ran out to the end of a branch. The bear looked at that squirrel and said, now if you, with your little bitty legs like that, can run out to the end of a branch, me with my big strong legs like this can do it even better. And he did. He climbed out to the edge of the branch, and he's just about to grab that squirrel when a squirrel jumped from that tree over to the next one. The bear looked at that squirrel and said, now if you, with your little bitty legs like that, can jump from this tree over to the next one, me with my big strong legs like this can do it even better. And he did. He coiled up his legs, and he jumped. But he missed. He hit the ground and split wide open. Out came the lady, and the man with his hard boots on, and the girl, and the boy, still holding his box of sody saleratus. They and the squirrel went home together, all singing that song. Sody, sody, sody saleratus. When they got there, they didn't just make one batch of biscuits. They made two batches, one for the people, and the other whole batch of biscuits for that squirrel. When the squirrel was finished eating them, he was as fat as the bear. And that's the story. Sody saleratus.